Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome all of you to worship, especially visitors this morning. We're grateful to have you here, and we hope you come often. It's a beautiful morning. The sun was coming up over the lake, and it was a great drive. There are notes and news on the back part of your bulletin, if you'd refer to that. We have a couple things coming up. There's a foot clinic on February 4th. What a great ministry this is. From 1 to 4 o'clock, if you're interested and need an appointment, please call the church office. A viewing party on February 12th, Sunday the 12th, after worship, we're going to have an opportunity to view Luther and the Reformation. It's one of Rick Steves' travelogue type of programs that the church has made available. And Rick Steves is one of our ELCA members. And so it's been a wonderful gift for him to give back to the church and for us to receive his services. So this is a great introduction to the ongoing build-up for the 500th anniversary of the Reformation next October 31st. I think this line in the promotion is really an important gift to us as Christians at this time in our life. It says, "It's an exciting time to be Lutheran as we come together with the Roman Catholic Church on the foundation of our common heritage." There is a wonderful spirit going on between Rome and the ELCA, and I just think that that's long overdue, so appreciate that. Then you'll see an important notice about the call committee. We're hoping to be able to have our call committee in order and in place in the first part of May. So if you're interested in being part of the call committee for a new pastor, take a look at the information available and put your name in the hat, and there will be an election on, I think it's May 8th or something like that. Does it say in there? The end of the first part of May, when all of our snowbirds come back, and we'll have our call committee together. The final thing I want to say is thank you to those who serve every Sunday to make Sunday morning happen. You'll see a list of them. I mean, we need persons on the digital hymnal, greeters, ushers, lectors, hospitality hosts, and thank you all for doing what you do on a regular basis. If you would like to help and haven't been doing that, please sign up and let Mary Brown know and the church office. I believe these are all the announcements. Is there any other announcement? Oh, there is one more. I was told this morning that one of our members, Lynn Haas, is hospitalized in the hospital in Onamia. We'll continue, we'll include her in our prayers this morning. So, any other announcements? Very good. Then let us turn to the opening hymn, "Rise Up, O Saints of God," and number 669. Please stand if you are able.
Rise up, O saints of God. Become, O saints of God, despair and God's earth pray, as heirs of God's baptism. Rise up, O saints of God, the kingdom's past embrace. Redress its cruel consequence, give justice larger place. Give me, O saints of God, create.
An introduction to today's worship. Who are the blessed ones of God? For Micah, they are those who do justice, love kindness, and walk humbly with God. For the Apostle Paul, they are the ones who find wisdom in the weakness of the cross. For Jesus, they are the poor, mourners, the meek, those who hunger for righteousness, the merciful, the pure in heart, the peacemakers. In baptism, we find our blessed identity and calling in this countercultural way of living and serving. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God who stretches out the heavens, who sends light to the nations, who gives breath to us all.
Amen.
Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Loving God, we confess that we have turned from your way to follow our own ways.
Forgive us for the times we have spoken and acted too quickly. We have not spoken or acted at all. We have heard those closest to us. We have heard those we have yet to know. We have thought more about ourselves than others. We have thought less of ourselves than we ought.
Turn us around and give us a fresh start. Here's the good news. Even when we have done wrong, God makes us right. Even when we have messed up, God puts us together. God's love never runs out. God never tires of calling us beloved children. Hear God say to you now, your sins are forgiven for the sake of Jesus Christ. Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
And let us join in praying together the prayer of the day. Holy God,
you confound the world's wisdom in giving your kingdom to the lowly and the pure in heart. Give us such a hunger and thirst for justice and perseverance in striving for peace, that in our words and deeds the world may see the light of Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
You may be seated as we hear our lessons read this morning. Oh, thank you. This is Joanne.
Yes.
Thank you.
Our first reading this morning is from the book of Micah, chapter 6. Hear what the Lord says. Rise, plead your case before the mountains, and let the hills hear your voice. Hear, you mountains, the controversy of the Lord, and you enduring foundations of the earth, for the Lord has a controversy with his people, and he will contend with Israel. O my people, what have I done to you, and what have I wearied you? Answer me, for I brought you up from the land of Egypt, and redeemed you from the house of slavery, and I sent before you Moses, Aaron, and Miriam. O my people, remember now what King Balak of Moab had devised, what Baim, son of Beor, answered him, and what happened from Shittim to Gilgal, that you may know the saving acts of the Lord. With what shall I come before the Lord and bow myself before God on high? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, with 10,000s of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgressions, the fruit of my body for the sins of my soul? He has told you, O mortal, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you but to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with your God. The word of the Lord. Our psalm this morning is Psalm 15, which we will read responsively. Lord, who may dwell in your tabernacle? Who may abide upon your holy hill?
Those who lead the blameless life and do what is right, who speak the truth from their heart.
They do not slander with the tongue. They do no evil to their friends. They do not cast discredit upon a neighbor.
In their sight, the wicked are rejected.
They do not give their money in hope of gain, nor do they take bribes against the innocent. Those who do these things shall never be overthrown. Our second reading this morning is from 1 Corinthians chapter 1. According to the world's standards of power and might, the message of the cross seems stupid and offensive. Yet this word reveals the paradoxical ways God has chosen to work power and salvation through weakness, rejection, and suffering. Hence, the message of the cross becomes true wisdom and power for believers. The message about the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and the discernment of the discerning I will thwart. Where is the one who is wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the debater of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? For since, in the wisdom of God, the world did not know God through wisdom, God decided, through the foolishness of our proclamation, to save those who believe. For Jews demand signs and Greeks desire wisdom, but we proclaim Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and foolishness to Gentiles, but to those who are the called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. For God's foolishness is wiser than human wisdom, and God's weakness is stronger than human strength. Consider your own call, brothers and sisters. Not many of you were wise by human standards. Not many were powerful. Not many were of noble birth. But God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. God chose what is low and despised in the world, things that are not, to reduce to nothing things that are, so that no one might boast in the presence of God. He is the source of your life in Jesus Christ, who became for us wisdom from God and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, in order, as it is written, let the one who boasts, boast in the Lord. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
And please rise for the reading of the gospel.
Holy Gospel is written in the fifth chapter of St. Matthew, beginning at verse 1. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus opens the Sermon on the Mount by naming those who are blessed in the reign of God. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up on the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to speak and taught them, saying, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise
to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Dear friends, in Christ, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus, who is the Christ. Amen. When there is a vessel in the ocean, a large vessel in the ocean, that seeks to go in a different direction, the captain has to apply force and energy to the rudder of the ship in order for it to turn slightly. And it takes a while. And if that ship were to stop and go in the opposite direction, force and energy has to be applied. In fact, the engines of the ship have to literally be reversed in order for the ship to slow and stop. On this fourth Sunday after the Epiphany, we see Jesus applying pressure, providing the force that will change the status quo. The Beatitudes are reversing the engines among Jews and Gentiles of Jesus' day. In other words, the Beatitudes identify an unexpected class of people with whom God stands solidly for. I think that's the best definition of a beatitude. Blessed means God stands for that person. Blessed are welcomed in the kingdom of heaven. Who are welcome? Excuse me. The broken in spirit, the poor, the powerless, those who had no voice or anybody to advocate for them, the forgotten. They are those identified as blessed by Jesus. Well, living in Jesus' day, that's not the way things were. The Apostle Paul, writing to the church in Corinth, in particular, pointing toward those who saw themselves as blessed, the wise and the powerful in that congregation, what he said to them was this: God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. God chose what is low and despised in the world, things that are not, to reduce to nothing things that are, so that no one might boast in the presence of God. Jesus turned the apple cart upside down in terms of who were to be respected in the community. Paul, with Jesus, challenged the self-righteous to stop thinking that their status, their wealth, and their power distinguished them from the poor. Status in the kingdom of God is all about loving your neighbor. It's all about being salt or light and about being one who does justice, who loves kindness, and who walks humbly with their God. Jesus began his ministry by teaching his disciples basically two things. As followers, as if Jesus were to say, if you are my follower, then number one, you are blessed. You are blessed. God is standing with you. Do not fear if you are to do justice, love kindness, and walk humbly. You are blessed. And number two, with God's help, you can indeed be light and salt and hope for the world. Do not weary. Do my will. Jesus' Beatitudes hit home to me back in 1968. I was a second-year student at seminary, And I was home because on April 4th, Martin Luther King's funeral was being broadcast throughout the nation to honor him as a civil rights leader. So I sat in front of the television, and because all of our classes had been canceled anyway, and I noticed that on the program for speakers was a one person, the Reverend Dr. Franklin Clark Frye, who was, at that time, the founder and the first president of the Lutheran Church in America. And I got kind of excited and a bit proud to see that my leader was on the dais to speak at Martin Luther King Jr.'s funeral. What would he say? What could he possibly say that would be significant for us to hear when all of these people in the world are listening to hear what Dr. Martin Luther King meant to this world? So it finally came time for him to speak. He approached the lectern, and this is what he said. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For in the same way, they persecuted the prophets who were before you. What did Martin Luther King Jr., what did Franklin Clark Frye say? Nothing. Jesus said it all. And it was humbling. It was so perfect. It was so poignant to hear that message in front of those thousands of people mourning Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. These blessed sayings reveal for us the soul of Jesus' ministry. Here at the very beginning of his public ministry, we're challenged to rethink what it means to be called blessed. Does Jesus' teaching make any difference in how we look at today's world and the issues of our day? Well, for example, last Thursday, our president signed an executive order to bypass the environmental study so that the construction of the disputed oil pipeline in North Dakota can go forward as it goes under the Missouri River. It makes us kind of think a little bit. Do we want cheap gas or clean water? Maybe the question isn't so simple. What does this have to do with the Beatitudes? I think it has everything to do with the Beatitudes. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. You have to decide. Or residents of Malmö, the Mille Lacs Lake area, many of us are upset over the DNR's management of fish in this great lake, this great recreational treasure in our own backyard. I've heard so many say, when you can't take fish home, who's going to come and fish? Or, if no one can fish, then our resorts fail and our economy suffers. Who do we blame? The DNR? Native fishing rights? What does this have to do with the Beatitudes? Everything. Blessed are you who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for you will be filled. You decide. These things are struggles, and we know it. It's a struggle to make right those actions that have been so long wrong, especially toward African Americans, Native Americans, and any citizen of our country who does not have basic needs of life: food, clean air, water, home, shelter, meaningful employment, and health care. Jesus announced to the disciples that those who suffer are blessed in the kingdom of heaven. So things that threaten our pocketbook and or our lifestyle are things that we want to protect. Canadian oil is needed to create jobs and keep the price of gas down. Good management of Lake Mille Lacs is critical for not only the residents of the area, but our ongoing tourist industry in Minnesota. But what happens when our own self-interest, economic growth, threatens our environment? Choices must be made. Sometimes sacrifice is required on both sides. So as people of faith, we are called to work it out, to trust in God's abiding care for all that God has so abundantly provided for us. As we said at the beginning, before a large vessel at sea can be turned one direction or another, a force must be applied to its rudder to change its direction. To stop a large vessel at sea, a force must be applied to its forward thrust, allowing it to slow or stop. Its forward engines must be literally put in reverse so that they operate in the opposite direction. On this fourth Sunday after Epiphany, we see Jesus applying the pressure, providing the force that will change the status quo. The Beatitudes are reversing the engines among Jews and Gentiles of Jesus' day. What about today? Do they matter? Maybe not if you are a refugee seeking new life in the United States. Amen. Hymn of the day, Give Me Jesus. Please stand if you're able, number 770. Thank you. confess our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into the hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Called to be a light to the nations, let us pray for God's justice, peace, and healing. We pray for wholeness in the body of Christ. Bind up fractures within the church. Humble the proud and lift up the lowly. Make us one at your table. Hear us, O God. We praise you for the beauty of the universe, for the light of the stars, for the majesty of the mountains. We thank you. Mold us into stewards of your creation. Hear us, O God. We pray for peacemakers around the world. End violence. Restore communities. We pray especially for recent refugees and documented immigrants. Stop bribery within political systems. Reign with justice and peace and commit us to this act of discipleship. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
We pray for our neighbors who mourn, who have no clean water, who hunger. Provide their daily bread. Heal the forgotten, lost, and our enemies, family, and friends. We pray today for Lynn Haas, who is hospitalized at Onemia, and for others who are most dear to us, whom we silently name in our hearts before you. Hear us, O God. We praise you for this congregation. Bless the work and play of young and old. Deepen our faith. Expand our discipleship. Equip us to do justice, love kindness, and walk humbly with you. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
We praise you for all the saints who died proclaiming the gospel. Strengthen us through their witness. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Receive these prayers in the name of Christ, the light of the world, who is one with you and the Holy Spirit, now and forever.
Amen.
The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
Please take a moment and share the peace of our Lord. Peace to you, Will. That's peace. All right, then. Thank you. That's peace. That's peace to you. Good to see you. That's peace, Mary. That's peace to you. That's peace to you. Thank you. Let us pray together the offertory prayer. Merciful God, receive these gifts from you, ourselves, our time, and our possessions.
Through this, you will unite us with our God, shining the light of your justice and mercy, and for the sake of him who gave himself for us, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Let us pray together our Lord's prayer. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
The God of glory dwell in you richly. Name you beloved and shine brightly on your path. And the blessings of Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you always.
Amen. Amen.
Closing hymn, I Know That My Redeemer Lives, 619. Peace be the light of Christ.